new director of pro scouting for the Edmonton Oilers. He comes to the Oilers with over 20 years of scouting experience, spent last four seasons with the Detroit Red Wings. He also worked as a pro scout for the Capitals for nine seasons, 4 years in Ottawa. Was also a coach at both major junior and the pro ranks in North America and Europe, and had a long pro hockey career in the AHL, IHL, and many other places. Archie Henderson joins us. Archie, congratulations on the gig. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing really good, Jason. Thanks for having me on. You're making me feel really old.
Well, hey, sorry about that. You did play for the Whalers and the North Stars and Capitals in the NHL as well. So, you've been around, you've seen a lot. And, 20 years as a pro scout, Archie, like the game in those 20 years, like the type of players that you've had to scout and look for has really evolved and changed.
It has. Not just on the ice, Jason, but off the ice as well. There are many, many people working now in the game that have come up through different avenues, through college hockey, through junior hockey, through Canadian college hockey, European, on and on and on. And as those players have graduated from their playing careers, they've entered into the off-ice positions. So the whole thing has evolved. You're absolutely correct.
What, as a pro scout, I guess it's a little bit different than amateur scouts because there's a lot more projections. Okay, we're drafting 17 and 18 and 19 year old kids and thinking what they'll be. And, obviously with the pro scouts, sometimes there's young players who maybe haven't found their footing in an organization and you think that they've got more to offer. But a lot of times it's like, hey, you're looking for established players and what they can bring. When you look, you've worked with Ken Holland before for 4 years in Detroit, then it was in Washington. Do you have a philosophy at all in when you're scouting at the pro ranks?
Yes, I do, and I follow my direction from obviously Ken Holland, who has a plan and he's going to put that in place with both myself and the new director of amateur scouting, Tyler Wright. He's going to give us direction as to what he wants done, the type of player that he wants us to follow. On the pro side, you're absolutely correct. It is a little bit different in the sense that we're not going to go make a trade for an Austin Matthews or, all these top-end players. I'm only using him as an example. The top-end players on most of these NHL teams are not going anywhere. What you're looking for is that one player, that one needle in the haystack that maybe is value-wise, is maybe not making a whole lot of money, but can overachieve from what that contract is. And if you can find one or two of those guys along the way and supplement the roster that you already have, like a player that's that can or has the possibility of overachieving, then you're only going to help the organization in the long run. You're going to give assets to the organization to do with whatever it is they need to do to make them better moving forward.
Archie Henderson joins us, a new director of pro scouting for the Edmonton Oilers. And how many viewings, Archie, do you feel you need on a player to really understand what they're bringing?
Well, that's a great question. I think most NHL defensemen, even when they come in, if they play really, really young, you don't really know what they're going to be until they hit about the 200 game mark. Goaltenders, they seem to mature quite a bit later. You might find a goalie that comes in really hot. I can name several, but I won't. They come in at an early age and play really, really well, and then they fizzle off, and you find out what they are at a later age, maybe 26, 27, 28. The forwards, it's similar, but it sometimes takes them a little while to find a role as to what they can be. They come out of junior and be high scorers. They can't do it at the NHL level for whatever reason. Maybe they're not getting an opportunity or whatever reason. They adapt and become more of a bottom six type role. Those are the kinds of guys that we're talking about that you can find and you can say, you know what, this guy here might be a guy that there's some value in. Let's follow this guy. So I will set that course with the scouts that work underneath of me. I would say to evaluate a player for myself, because I've been doing it for so long, I know most of the players. I know the ones that I want to key in on. I would say, at the beginning of the year, you need to see them. You need to do your background work on them so you know what they were like in junior. You know what they were like in college. You know what they were like early on in your European careers. You know what type of people they were. And then you watch them. I would say in the course of the season, you want to see the players of teams that you're in charge of at least 6 to 8 times, and then, of course, special assignments along the way. And it's a type of job where you're just continually monitoring, continually following, and you're following the progression of these players. Now, with our group, I can tell you what we're going to be trying to do is we're going to be trying to key in on younger players. We're going to try and build our prospect list as soon as possible. Each one of the scouts will go to a rookie camp. The NHL teams now all send their players to rookie camps, or they'll play rookie exhibition games. Our scouts will go to those camps that they're in charge of those areas. They'll start to build prospect lists so that when Ken Holland says, okay, who's the best prospect on Anaheim? Say he's talking trade with Bobby Murray in Anaheim. He's got it right there in front of him. This is who we believe are the best prospect. There'll be other lists like who are the top players under the age of 23. We'll watch these kids. We'll have already seen them. They will be on our prospect list. Now they'll move to a list that says the best players under the age of 23. As we go through the process, these players will go in different directions. They, as I described, they may be a scorer early on. They may end up being a third-line center that can kill penalties and take draws. As a good scouting staff, we follow this. We monitor it. And then when there is an opportunity to get a player, we go and get them. And that's how you find your needle in the haystack.
Archie Henderson joins us. Yeah, the needle in the haystack. When the Detroit Red Wings, you know, for a long time, more so at the amateur levels, that they found those type of players. Do you find at the pro level it's harder to find those type of guys, or are they still around? Maybe you know at a minor pro level where they're in a deep organization and not getting an opportunity.
Well, it is still possible, absolutely, and that's what I was talking about. But I would say it is a little bit tougher on the pro side, not to take anything away from the guys who work on the amateur side, because that's one of the hardest jobs in all of hockey is trying to project young kids as to what they're going to be when they turn into young men. But on the pro side, it might be a little bit tougher simply because the player that you find, that you like, that you see something in, believe me, there's other people that are scouting him that are seeing the same thing, and the organization that owns him, they also know what they've got. These people who work in the National Hockey League are not there because they don't know what they're doing. And it's, you just have to keep monitoring, keep following, and then when the opportunity presents itself to your general manager and he asks you that question, you can give him your opinion and he does whatever it is that he wants to do with it.
Archie, you mentioned the direction from Ken Holland. Having worked for him before in Detroit, do you feel you have a good understanding, or is it going to change because a lot of it depends on the players you have in the organization at the time?
Well, absolutely. I think what Ken wants is to be competitive as soon as possible. He wants to build. If you look at the Detroit Red Wings, I'll use them as an example because we both just came from there. After the 25-year playoff run was over, And you have to give Ken Holland credit because 25 years is a record that may never be broken again in professional sports. And people can say, yeah, he had this, he had that, he had this. But he also did it. He won the Stanley Cups. He had a team that went to the playoffs 25 years in a row. When that ended, and we had to start to rebuild that thing a little bit, all of a sudden we started doing things like we started acquiring draft picks. We started searching for that player like what I'm just talking about. Some of our older players started to retire. Zetterberg, Datsyuk, Lidstrom, you know, the list goes on and on and on. But what he did is he accumulated in the last 2 years for the Detroit Red Wings an enormous amount of draft picks. I think there was 21 total. They still have more draft picks coming next year and the year after. They have a cupboard full of young prospects, good young prospects. They have perhaps some of the best 25 years and younger NHL players in the entire league. If you look at that roster with your Larkins, your Athanasios, your Mantas, your Hronics, he has some of the best under 25-year-old players in the National Hockey League. But the number one thing he did it all, and he created cap space. They have almost $20 million in cap space, and these are things that the Edmonton Oilers are going to strive to get as we move forward. And that's part of Kenny's plan, and it's a plan that I really believe in. And we will try and be as competitive as we can be. Everybody wants to be. We want to be proud of the Edmonton Oilers. We want to win. But we also want to make sure that we win long-term and that we are a contender in the future.
Archie Henderson joins us, director of pro scouting for the Edmonton Oilers. Archie, when you go back to your first year of scouting 20 years ago and you look at now, what have you learned most? How are you a better scout now than you were when you first started?
Great question, Jason. You know, I was talking to a guy about this earlier today. And when I started, it would have been back in 95 or something. I forget the exact year. But Jack Button, who is actually Craig Button's father, who you would know, Craig.
Yeah.
Jack Button hired me, and he was very, very progressive guy. He was the director of player personnel and the assistant general manager for the Washington Capitals under David Poile. And they were an organization that needed to do and find things to make them better than everybody else. So they were always ahead of the learning curve. So they called me and they asked me if I would be interested in heading up a pro scouting staff. Now, in those days, there really weren't that many pro scouts, like full-time pro scouts. Maybe in the entire NHL, there was 6 to 8 guys. You know, the great Jerry Melnick, Bobby Plager, Doug Overton with the Minnesota North Stars. Plager was with St. Louis. And, of course, just trying to think of some of the guys. But there really wasn't that many guys. I was by far the youngest in the group. In those days, a pro scout could have been more like a friend of the general manager's that lived in Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, okay.
And the general manager would phone him and say, hey, you know, I need you to go in and look at a guy from Winnipeg. We're thinking about trading for a guy from Winnipeg. And go in and I'll get you a hotel and buy you a steak dinner and a few beers after the game. It's not like that anymore. Now every staff, Jason, has 5, some 6 pro scouts on each staff. They're in charge of certain areas, and you have one guy above them that's a director of pro scouting, for example, like myself, and you oversee and run that staff, but you still have to know all the players. That has been a major change. The computerization, for example, in hockey now is incredible compared to what it was back in those days. You know, I can remember, Jason, this is before they had cell phones, for example. We would go back to our hotel rooms and say the red light in that hotel room was blinking. You had a message and you had to phone back immediately because something was going on. Or if you had a report you had to file, you had to get it done. You had to fax it into the office so that the general manager could read it the next morning. Today, and as it's evolved, if using the word that you said, you do your report, you punch it in, it's there instantly. You can go back and you can look at 12,000 reports on people, if that's what you want to do. In those days, you couldn't do that, and it's really evolved that way.
Archie Henderson joins us. You know, now you mentioned the scout as the director of pro scouting. Archie, do you work with Ken to fill out the rest of the scouting staff? How does that work?
Well, I think with us, we'll just go forward with the way it is. We won't be making, you know, a whole lot of changes in the beginning. We've got to get a feel for what we're doing. I will work with Kenny as to whatever directive that he gives me. I'm not a decision maker. I'm one of the worker bees, if you want to call me that. And everything funnels to the top. Okay. And if I didn't believe in Kenny as much as I do, or in the job that we're going to get done moving forward, then it would be a different story. But as it is right now, he'll make all the decisions.
Okay. Do you need like 5 or 6 pro scouts then just to be competitive in today's game?
You know, Jason, today's game, we've got all the National Hockey League teams. We've got another one coming next year. We've got all the American League teams. You've got players in the East Coast League. You've got pro leagues in Europe. The situation is one where if you don't have the proper coverage, then you miss out on players. That's it. That's the bottom line. You have to know who the players are, where they are, and in every league. So you have to have guys in place all over the world to look at these players. One of the things that's interesting, you brought up about how things have changed. Back when I first started, most of the league was North Americans. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you looked at the number, most of them were Canadians. Now it's almost equal across the board. And those players are coming from all over the world. So you have to be prepared to find players. And the last thing I'll say on it is, I really believe in the National Hockey League, Jason. There is almost a shortage of NHL players. I'm talking about top NHL players. Each team has a couple of stars, and we certainly have that in Edmonton. We have a few superstars. Every team has a couple of stars. The key is surrounding those people with good players. There's not enough of them in the National Hockey League, and we're going to expand another team. It's going to become even harder, and that's why our staff on the pro side has really got to beat the bushes. And I know it's easy to say, but it's the truth. We got to find those players out there that no one else is going to give an opportunity to and that we think can help us.
Well, Archie, Oiler fans are hoping you can uncover a few diamonds in the rough in the next few seasons, because really, you know, the advantage in Edmonton, you got the elite guys. You just need some good complementary players to fill out the roster, especially up front.
Well, that's right. And you know what? I can tell you, Jason, being an Alberta boy, I was born and raised in Calgary. I've always come back here to live throughout my career, although most of it's been spent, you know, down east. I'm coming back home to Alberta. I'm very, very aware of the passion that is in Edmonton, Alberta. And I know what the Edmonton Oilers mean to the community. And I know what the people think of the Edmonton Oilers and what they want. It's been a long time coming since there's been a club that's been in the playoffs or had a serious run at things. And people want that. You, me, all the media guys, all the training staff, all the scouts, our ownership, which has been fantastic, all the upper management, everybody wants the Edmonton Oilers to be a success. And you know what, Jason? We're all going to pull on the rope the same way. And somewhere down the line, we're going to look back at these tough days that the Oilers have had, and we're going to say, they're over, and now it's a new beginning.
Archie, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for this, and best of luck. Welcome to Edmonton.
Thank you very much, Jason. Much appreciated.